43. Still Life with Lawyers.
Say what? The man called Wilf asked.
I'll try, Verity quoted. A pause.
Positive affirmation, he said. Didn't mean to voice it.
Where's Ash? Verity asked.
Here, said Ash.
Verity sat on the couch, her jacket on the wall opposite, looking like something visiting from a radically more normal planet.
Joe Eddie, she said. Does he just think I haven't come home? Will Curzon come to his place looking for me?
He knows you're in good hands, Ash said, but not where you are. I'm opening a small hatch now on the upper surface of the carapace.
Verity leaned forward, watching it open.
This is a video projector, Ash said. Something resembling a miniature periscope rose out of the opening. It swung to Verity's left toward the bathroom, the white screen door filling with the feed from one of the two Robertson heads in Joe Eddie's living room, focused on the white porn couch, on which sat a young black woman, intent on an open laptop. The feed halved, adding another from the kitchen, angled down on the table there, where a young man, white, sat at his own laptop.
Who's that? Verity asked.
Starting associates in a senior San Francisco law firm, Ash said. One Eunice retained on Joe Eddie's behalf through a front. Their presence would complicate matters were Curzon to attempt to abduct him.
Where is he?
The feed from the kitchen was replaced by another from the living room. Joe Eddie at his workbench, in his orange plaid shirt jacket, his back to the camera, probably desoldering something.
What happens when they go home? Verity asked.
They're spelled off by the next pair.
Do they go out with him?
He's not currently going out.
And he's okay with that?
He knows it's for his own good.
You think Curzon might try?
They hire former military contractors, Ash said. The two who installed the cams, for instance.
Is everything he says to those lawyers being tweaked in post?
No, but he says nothing to them of any value to Curzon.
Curzon sees Joe Eddie running an Airbnb or a 24-hour internet cafe exclusively for expensive junior lawyers, they won't think that's you?
They've no idea we exist, Ash said. They wouldn't believe it if you told them. They must assume Eunice is behind the lawyers, but they know enough of her capabilities to be wary of what she's left behind.
She said they'd shut her down if they could, and she asked me if I knew how to ride on the back of a motorcycle, right before I had to, just after she vanished. She said one of her branch plants wanted to know if I did.
She told you about the Lamini?
She called them different things, branch plants, agents, said they did things behind her back.
Do you work for her?
No, said Ash, but we want to help you, which she'd regard as helping her.
Why would you want to help me?
Overhead, the efficiently muted sound of something that must have been very loud loomed, swooped, then receded, was gone.
What was that? Verity asked.
The door opened.
Would have knocked, said Dixon from beneath the brim of his cap, but you wouldn't have heard me.
So what did we just hear?
Drone, he said. Big one, bringing something for you.
He tugged his orange plastic muffs down around his neck. There was someone behind him, but Verity couldn't see who. She stood up, seeing it was Severin, who held something, a gray and bulging portfolio, translucent plastic.
Miguel here, Dixon nodded toward Severin, arrived about 10 minutes ago. Knows Eunice. Kathy says he's here to pick you up.
Severin, with a grin for Verity, stepped forward to lay the fog-colored portfolio on the matting at her feet. He unsealed it, pulling out her zipped and folded Muji bag. Reaching in again, he produced something else, folded and black, with casters like the ones on a rollerboard suitcase.
What's that? Verity asked.
For this, Severin said, indicating the drone. For traveling.
Eunice sent you?
Standing orders, yes.
You okay with these people?
She looked at Dixon.
She is, Severin said. I brought them payment for this,
indicating the drone.
How about the two I'm talking with now through it?
No idea, Severin said. Here to pick you and this up.
She's gone, right? Dead?
Not in touch with her. Where are you taking us?
Don't know yet.
He rolled up the gray plastic envelope.
It can walk?
Certainly can, said Ash, who then, Verity assumed, got it quite ably to its feet.